Hello, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI, and today I'm here with Xavier and Maya from AmFi Liberation Mutual Aid, also known as ALMA.
Thanks for having us. So for AmFi Liberation Mutual Aid, we are striving to provide, or more so fulfill a need for a region that is widely underserved to both our unhoused and housed neighbors in the community, not just within the AmFi region, but just the surrounding area. So thinking of places like Keeling, Sugar Hill, etc.
What is ALMA's mission and vision?
So our group provides a bunch of core essential items related to hygiene, harm reduction, clothing, and food every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. A lot of our items are community donated or community funded, and essentially we're providing all of those services to about 90 to 100 folks every week. And as Savi said, it's a mix of both unhoused, housed community members, folks who are living paycheck to paycheck, folks in Section 8 housing, and even just day laborers and parents who are searching for a warm meal for their families.
In regards to the vision, we're just trying to create solutions by way of community care with hopes to encourage new systems rooted in solidarity, in dignity, and advocacy towards dismantling current systems that, we've seen negatively impact those that we serve on a day-to-day.
And we've also been able to build partnerships with other skilled professionals. We have wound care, haircuts, folks that offer acupuncture, and people from BIKUS, bike mechanics, will come out and provide bike repairs to the community.
Can you please share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you fulfill the mission of ALMA?
Yeah, I think within the last few months, say maybe 6 or 7, one of the big things that we recognize with the work that we've been doing is that one key thing that makes our group just so strong is the intentionality behind building partnerships throughout the community. What we mentioned with the services that are provided every week, we are doing so in a way where we're activating third space in a way where, it's intersecting with a large range of people who are in need, but it's also allowed for community members who've had some ounce of power of some sort where they just want to find a way to put that into action. So we have a community member, his name is John, who had the opportunity to gain produce for himself, but he was just getting such a large surplus of produce. He saw the work that we were doing. He doesn't live too far from the area, and he just saw the need of other people who can benefit from just, vegetables and fruit, cans, other non-perishable items. And he just saw us as a space to just keep providing that forward to other people who might need it. Also thinking about our partnerships with the Heirloom Market recently, them running a donation drive for us, seeing a lot of these local creators and businesses supporting us as well. We're so blessed to also be in community with businesses like Homeward Books Co-op, Tucson Acupuncture. We have a AmFi native, Maria Elena, who put together a fundraising event for us. And just seeing all these folks just finding ways to get in contact with us and seeing what ways they can continue to uplift a lot of the work that we're doing has been really amazing to see.
How can people find out more about ALMA?
We primarily live on Instagram. Our account is ALMA520AZ. You can DM us if you have item donations to drop off. We do pickups, or you can drop off at our distros. We also have a website, and that is alma520.carrd.co. And on that site, you can find our Venmo link, our GiveButter link, and that's a really good resource for if you want to know a little bit more about us or if you want to donate. We're currently raising funds for our wound care stations and also our hygiene stations. Along with that, we're also looking for any winter items folks may have. Blankets, gloves, hats, sweaters, all of that stuff is really important during this time of the year. We're also just generally raising money to continue caring for community members in AmFi, including some folks who need funds to pay off utility bills during this season. So yeah, we're kind of consistently always looking for donations from folks.
Thank you so much for being here today, Xavier and Maya, and sharing about AMFI Liberation Mutual Aid, also known as ALMA.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear a longer version of this episode of Nonprofit Spotlight on the Nonprofit Spotlight program page at kxci.org. Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.